Oh my god, you can't play that song.
Why?
DJ is in here, and this is his last day.
Mm-hmm. I think you're a cool DJ as well.
There you go. So there you go. There goes.
There goes the last DJ.
So DJ's leaving us.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think it's first we're gonna start with some reminiscing.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
And we'll recap your almost 4 years, 3.5
yeah,
years.
Yeah, 3.5 pretty much. Yeah.
3.5 years here with us. Started in the middle of COVID.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Showed up in a popcorn van.
Oh, yeah, you did. Right. Oh, okay. My God, that's funny.
We rescued Deej from the popcorn delivery life.
You did.
And gave him a radio job.
Yep.
Now, obviously, he worked in radio before.
Yes.
And we'll get to that in just a moment.
This is Your Life, a program for all America.
I'm so confused at what is happening. There's
Amanda,
so much
can
stuff
you hear?
Going on.
Do you need headphones?
Yeah, Amanda's here too. Amanda, DJ's girlfriend, which, by the way, their first date was documented on the show.
Our first real entire month of us meeting each other was documented on the show,
which we will also revisit.
Oh. Why did I know you were going to be pulling clips?
But first, I know there's someone who wants to say hi on the phone, and I would love to take credit for DJ's career and this exciting move that he's got. It wasn't me. I believe it was this guy, Tim.
Don't blame me, for God's sake.
Are you? Yeah. Is this Tim Moore?
Tim Moore!
Oh, hi, Tim!
Oh, my God. Tim, it's been forever.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm good. And congratulations on the new gig, I guess, to be announced.
Yeah, still can't say anything.
I got scared.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's all.
I'm like crazy. It's nuts. How many years have you been there?
3.5.
Well, you get a gold watch? Or you?
I think he gets two more vacation days.
Yeah, right.
Something like that.
So Tim Moore, I should introduce, is the head of the Maine Association of Broadcasters now, but he also, didn't he give you your first radio job?
Yeah, it was like him and a couple other people down at iHeart Radio in New Hampshire. Was like my first gig. Yeah. I was like 19 when I walked in those doors. I was a complete idiot, and somehow Tim hired me.
Well, Deej was an intern, and you know, he would like scrub toilets and set up a remote broadcast and take out the trash and do all of that stuff. But it was like we would do these booze cruises.
Oh no.
Tell us more, Tim.
So yeah. We'd be there. You know, presumably working, right? But it was tough because, like, all the girls, you know, Deej is a good-looking guy, and it's like all the girls would be, like, gravitating to him, and, like, the real DJs, because he wasn't on the air yet, the real DJs are kind of jealous, right?
This is amazing, having Amanda, his girlfriend,
right
hear this and go,
listening.
Oh, really?
Oh,
is that a fact? Yeah, and of course, I'd be there, and I'm like, hey, who's the old guy, right? And so they'd be like, what are you doing on the boat, man? The AARP cruise is out next week. So. But Deej was like a super hard worker and, you know, obviously talented. We knew that, and I don't want to compliment you too much, Deej.
Right. Yeah, we try not to, but yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it was clear that he was going to get on the air, and that the dude was going to be a star.
Yeah,
I'm really, really happy for you. But you can't tell us where you're. I mean, this is cool because, you know, most DJs, as you know, and listeners will tell you this too, when they leave a job, they vanish.
They get
on the radio station, and it's like, where's Deej? And nobody ever gets to say goodbye.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
That's what, Tim. I don't know what's going on. We got a kind of a bad connection on your phone, so I'm gonna let you go for a second at least. But thank you for coming on. We wanted to make sure that Tim got a chance to bid DJ
Tim,
farewell
since
he started this mess.
Thank you so much. None of it is possible without you, brother.
That's right. All right, Tim.
We love you.
Love you too. Thank you.
Bye, Tim.
Sorry. I don't know. It's a bad connection. But yeah. So.
Oh, that's a throwback.
Yeah. Right.
Uncle Tim Moore.
Uncle Tim. Who knew about the booze cruises?
I know.
I thought Tim was going to say Deej was sneaking J-Mo. You know. That was another chapter in the Deej history books. Here is when we got DJ drunk on the air.
Oh my God. That was the
when
best.
I winked at the camera. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember?
Yes.
I had a winking thing for like a good 6 months.
Yeah.
I kept being like, stop winking. That's so weird.
Yes. Do you remember that?
Yes.
He kept doing this like, hey. And I was like, what? You can't even wink well.
I think we were on the air one time and I was like, did you just wink at me?
That's exactly what happened. Yep.
So I'm not gonna play the entire segment, but we dove into the archives, and if you're just tuning in, yes, DJ's leaving us. He has a great opportunity that he can't talk about yet, but we'll make, you know, follow him on Instagram,
yes.
Deej Radio.
Yep.
And you can find out where he's headed next. Unfortunately, it's not gonna be here in Maine. But it's a great opportunity, and as much as we were sad to see him go, we were also like, you know,
pumped for him.
Yeah.
So I should be able to tell everyone next week.
Okay.
Is the timeline.
Good. Okay. So next week we'll all look for that.
Yeah.
So Amanda's here, Deej's girlfriend, and I was gonna say you guys are gonna have a hard time with long distance, but you've already done that because you here grab the mic from there because you were on the Appalachian Trail for 6 months.
Yeah. I mean, this is gonna be three years.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah, that's how long law school is, right?
It's a long hike.
Yeah. But
3 years of long distance, but
yeah. I'm excited to support you. I feel like you've been such a good support system for me. Mm-hmm.
Stop, you can't do this.
I know. I'm gonna play this. This is from October 23rd, 2020.
Oh.
Okay. And Deej came in, he's like our little brother.
Yep.
And he was single and pathetic. I mean, like I said, like he came to the interview in a popcorn truck.
Oh my God.
Right?
Hey, we're not job shaming here.
No, we're not job shaming.
It was a tough time in my life.
It was, okay? We can say that. And then he was like, okay, we need to find this guy a date. And so he's on Hinge.
Yep.
And then he had a date, but there was one wrinkle. There was a wrinkle.
Yeah, there was.
In the date, which we addressed in the most, you know, healthy way possible.
He is so supportive.
Live on the air. Okay, and let's travel back in time. And he's single, and he's in the dating market, and we were like, ooh.
He's ready to mingle.
Indeed.
Single and ready
to
mingle.
Man, I did so many mingling back in my 20s.
DJ's Dating Diary. DJ has a date this weekend, and there's an interesting dilemma.
So I met this girl on a dating app, mm-hmm. been texting for a couple of weeks, had a couple phone calls this week. She's cool. She's awesome. Super cute.
Does she? Hold on. Pause. Does she know you're on the radio right now?
We'll find out.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
But so we were talking, set up a date for Saturday, and then last night, super late, texting each other about the debate and everything.
Super late.
Oh, that's
okay.
Cute.
Oh, and about the debate.
Oh, that's cute. I like it.
Okay.
Intellectual
She's
conversation.
She's smart. She's going to go to law school or something like that.
Oh,
hey, now.
Lock it down.
Yeah.
Yep. End of story.
This
next
is where,
segment.
Late last night, she shoots me a text, be like, oh, how do you feel about wearing masks the entire time?
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh.
You're outside.
Right.
Yeah. That's
well, but explain why.
So she does live with her parents, and she said that her mom has
pre-existing
conditions. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to wear a mask the entire time on a date. Like, I don't feel
it.
First of all, add the mask onto hiking. I don't know if she's as in shape as I am, but I would be like, I would need help.
You need oxygen.
Oxygen. Yeah. Yep.
Kelly would be like, I packed everything I need. I've got my water bottle, I've got some snacks, and a ventilator.
Exactly. Let's put the mask on.
Yeah.
So why don't you just adjust the date? Do something different.
Well, but what else would you do?
There's nothing more outdoors than going hiking.
Oh, it has to be outdoors, is that correct?
Yeah, I think
it sounds like she's trying to be very, yeah. very
How about
careful.
A bike? Why don't you guys rent bikes or something? And therefore, you're already social distanced, you know, because you're on a bike.
But then,
what's the point of a date?
Yeah, right.
What's I keep splashing puddle
oh
on her.
Oh my God.
I mean.
And what if she's like competitive and she starts racing ahead and you're like,
okay, yeah, fine.
Oh my God.
Don't go on a bike then. Think of your own darn date, for
God's
sake.
This is your life.
So perfect.
So, okay, I have the follow up next.
Yeah.
Which was after Deej and Amanda went on this date.
Yeah.
Okay. I just have to say, you are the only reason this relationship exists, because DJ said he wouldn't have gone on the date if it wasn't for the content.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
I did. I told you guys this before.
Hold
but
on a minute.
He did tell us that.
Yeah.
He was like, it's good content.
But how long into your relationship, Amanda, did Deej reveal the only reason I went on the date was for Blake and Kelly to talk about on the show?
Probably earlier than he should have. But it was COVID.
Did it
work? Stuck around.
Yeah, you're
well,
right.
What's funny about that, so hearing that now 3.5 years later, he says, yeah, I don't know. I think she's going to go to law school. And now she's on her way to law school. Deej is on his way to an exciting career move, an exciting upgrade in the radio world. But before we talk about, how DJ's wonderful and he's such a hard worker and all the other stuff, the follow-up to the date, okay? Because Amanda probably hasn't heard this yet either. And right before you go long distance, why not screw it up right now? You know? So we'll do that. As we say goodbye to Deej, if you want to send him a message, by the way, you can.
Yeah.
We'll put like a thing on.
I love that he's getting so much love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Makes it so hard to leave.
Yeah.
I know. Do you really have to?
Yeah.
I kind of was hoping last week he was going to be like, hell, should I go? And then I was going to be like, no. And he was going to be like, okay.
Yeah. I think the contract specifically says no matter what Blake and Kelly say, you have to take this job.
Yeah, I think it's in there somewhere.
Yeah. We've already cleaned out his office here, too. But I meant to tell you that, Deej. Sorry. It's,
right.
So it's limited space.
Yeah.
Stuff.